Today we're diving into a one-minute method to change your mind and your feelings. Would you like to learn something that you can do in 1 minute that's going to shift how you feel and what you're thinking? Isn't that wonderful? So we've been doing this sort of thing for many, many, many years, and there's something very special about 1 minute. You know, we can easily tell ourselves, I haven't got an hour for meditation, I haven't got half an hour for meditation, I'm too busy. But we don't need an hour. We can do a lot of magical things in just 60 seconds. So let's dive into this fascinating topic.
Yeah, let's dive into it.
All right, here we are. Tell us all about it, Shereen. What's your experience with this 1 minute practice?
You know what happened one time? At that time, in my life, I was taking care of three things, like three full-time things, right? I was taking care of the center, and we had a commercial space, and I was taking care of that. And I had a full-time job.
Wow. 9-to-5 job?
Yes.
Wow.
8-to-5.
Oh,
8-to-5. 8-to-5. Full-time
that's
full-time
not,
job.
That's more than full-time. 8-to-5. My yes. Goodness. Wow.
8-to-5.
That's crazy.
Full-time job. So one day in a meeting, what happened was it was just getting to me, right? Everything was getting to me. The deadlines were getting to me. And my job, I was working as a scientist and I had to do a lot of papers and, you know, peer reviews, this or that. You had to meet a certain quota, you write certain things, you know. It's not like you just go and punch in a clock and, you know, it was not like that.
Would have been easier with chat back in those days, wouldn't it? Write this paper for me.
Right. It would have been a lot easier if chat was there. But also, you know, it was not like, you know, like I'm at a cashier, right? No. It's like a mindless job. You don't need to think much. Anyway, so there was this one meeting and I really thought I was going crazy. I was so stressed and I was so stressed by the deadlines. I was so stressed by the responsibilities. I was so stressed by whatever was going on in my life that I could not have, like, one thought to another thought I couldn't have in the meeting, right? Because I was just so very anxious about everything. So in the middle of the meeting, I just got up and I went to my office. Thankfully, I had my own office with, you know, doors and stuff. It was not cubicles.
Mm, thank goodness.
It was a door. I just sit in the door. Thank God for small mercies. So I went into my office and I tried to sit down for meditation. I was like, this is not working. I mean, I've been meditating maybe at that point, maybe for about 10 years. I'm like, I'm meditating for 10 years and why are my thoughts so all over the place, right? And so I went to my computer and I took our lesson from that day and I took one sentence from the lesson. It was something, I am peace. I come from the land of peace or something. And because I couldn't really think straight, I started typing it. I am peace. I'm from the land of peace. I am peace. I'm from the land of peace. I started typing it, right? Would you believe it, in a minute, maybe, my thoughts started calming down. That is when I really understood the power of a minute. Because it just took 1 minute for the thoughts to calm down. It was wonderful.
Wow, what a shift from totally losing it in the meeting to being like, oh, I feel...
Yes, and then I like gathered myself and then went back into the meeting.
Oh, thank goodness. What a wonder.
Because I left the meeting in the middle, right?
Yeah, that's just like, yeah, sometimes that's the best thing to do, isn't it? You got to get away and just refocus, regroup. And that goes to show, doesn't it, the power of these short amounts of time. I think that when I first came across it was when I was in India in 2005, and I was in, I went there for 5 months to just meditate and eat mangoes. I had so many mangoes. And I don't know where I got this idea from, but I had this little timer And it was my alarm clock, and it happened to have a timer on it. And I had this picture of the light god. It was like representing the soul or God. And I used to sit on the floor with this picture. Like the picture was leaning against a chair, and I was just sitting on the floor with this timer. And I was like, can I just focus on just being a spiritual being and remembering God for 1 minute at a time? So I sat on the floor. And I press the button, and it would, you know, 59, 58, 57. And so I'm like, okay, just this one practice. And we're going to be doing a lot of practices in this session that we're going to do together with you, so you can practice this. So I was just practicing. And some of the time, I was having all these thoughts, and then the timer would go off, and I'm like, I wasn't even focusing at all, pretty much, right? And then I'd do it again, and then I'd do it again. And it got to the point where I always find this absolutely fascinating that they got to this point where I genuinely thought something had gone horribly wrong with my timer, because I know what a minute feels like. And all of a sudden it expanded into like 7 or 8 minutes worth of time. And then I'm like, this something isn't right. And let me just check, did I not press the button? And then it's like 24, 23, 22. And that was such a fascinating experience for me, because it made me realize that even in 1 minute, we can enter into this alternative reality where we go beyond time and enter a totally different world where we're outside, like the time literally expanded. And I couldn't believe how powerful some of these meditations were, actually, because I was just doing 1 minute at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 minute at a time. So that's when I realized how powerful this is, because 1 minute can be a total game changer. And then the other thing I realized around this time was, I think maybe the reason I was doing this, because there was a program called Just a Minute that was in England. And I was involved in that program, and there was like leaflets that I designed, and there's this whole thing in Wembley Arena, and it was this big, massive project. So this is all everyone was talking about for like a year. And so there was all these 1 minute practices. So someone would start a session, start with a minute. And then there might be another minute halfway through, and then another one at the end, and then another one. So there's all these little breaks in the day to just see if you can go deep in 1 minute. And there's some really good meditations, actually, we can put a link to, from Sister J&T, called Just a Minute, which are like 1 minute long. And I just really got into this whole minute thing, and it works extremely well. So let's go into how someone else can practice this. Shireen, what's your thoughts about that? How can someone do it? How can we get into it? It works. It works great.
It works. It really works. I have so many stories of how it works, but let's talk about how to do it first before I share more stories. So you can either have your phone. So use your phone. Or you can have a timer, right? So either way, so you put a timer, 1 minute timer, on your timer or your phone. And what you do is you pick one thought, right? One thought, it should be a elevating I am thought. For example, I am peace, right? Let's take a thought, I am peace. So that's a beautiful thought, I am peace, or you could say, I am soul, I am peace, right? Beautiful thought. So you put a 1 minute timer on your phone or this, and then you start really getting into it. Very gently, I am thought, I am peace, I am soul, I am peace, I am soul. You visualize yourself and you see yourself and you keep repeating that thought. And what happens is there are two things you have to be aware of in the timer meditation. Is one is the amount of that you have a specific focus and you focus on that. And the second one is you have to keep track of when your thoughts are wandering. Because when your thoughts are wandering, it's not just about concentration, but also observing your thoughts enough to see when your thoughts are wandering. And if your thoughts are wandering, you have to bring it back, right? This whole idea of focus and bringing back your thoughts again and again to the focus is really like you're building spiritual muscle. So the soul becomes very strong because not only are you focusing, but you're also, every time your thought wanders, you're bringing it back. And so that's the method. And it can be simple things. I am soul, I am peace. Or another one that I do is breathe, right? I breathe. And the first breath is just I'm breathing in and out. Again, you can use the timer or you can just approximate a 1 minute in this case. You breathe in and out and you see in your periphery, right? You're noticing the breath. You're noticing it going in and out very gently. You're noticing your stomach fall in and out or your shoulders or whatever, right? You're noticing all of that. And suddenly, from noticing the periphery like that, you bring in and you go inside and you start seeing yourself as a soul. And now the soul and the body and breath. So the soul is breathing through the body. So now the soul is breathing. You're just gently breathing in and out, but you're aware that the soul is the one making the decision to breathe through the body. The soul is the one experiencing the breath. The body is experiencing the breath, of course, but the soul is the one sustaining. You're aware of it. You're able to observe it. And so that's another very good method.
That's great. The key thing with observing the mind is to do it with the intention of pulling things back. That's the reason we're doing it. We're not interested in how many negative thoughts we're having and why are we having them and what is the purpose of that and where are they coming from and how come that's related to my childhood and all the rest of that sort of thing. We're just saying, I wanted to focus on this and I'm focusing on that. And so let's just come back to what I wanted to focus on, basically. We're not getting into the thoughts about other things. We're just saying, oh, that's interesting. Back it comes, now, right? It's like you have to talk to it like a child. Now, come bring it back, there it is. Easing it back. And not to expect miracles right away, because I think one of the things that causes people stress in meditation is that they say, well, if I'm going to sit here, I should be experiencing like divine joy and bliss straight away. And if I'm not, then that means I've failed and I'm no good and it doesn't work and, you know, the world's out to get me and I'm a terrible person. That doesn't help. So we say, look, let me just consider it a success if I sit down and practice. And then the next time it's easier, next time it's easier, next time it's easier. And so 10 minutes of 1 minute sessions is way more powerful than one 10 minute session, because the concentration is at a higher caliber. Mm-hmm. So let's do a practice, shall we? Go ahead.
About a couple of years ago, there was someone who had a big business came to visit the center, and they were complaining that, this person was complaining that he had severe anger issues, right? And what he was saying is he couldn't really tell when he would go off. It was not like in his control, right? He would just go off, like totally go off the deep end, right?
Wow, sounds pretty scary.
Right, and he was saying that, you know, he first came and he said, okay, it's all these people, they don't do what they're supposed to do. I'm paying them, they're slacking off, there's that, right?
Right.
All of that is going on. So he initially went through that phase. And then at some point, he realized that he needs to do something about this because he's really not having control over when he's going to have an outburst.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so so we went through this, right? We went through this 1 minute technique. I said, you either, you know, you can use the phone or you can just breathe or you can, you know, whatever it is, take a pause, 1 minute pause. And he told me, like the first 10 days or so, he told me his assistant first noticed, oh, yeah, this is really working, right? Like he's much calmer. And then about 2-3 months later, he came back and he said, you know, it really worked. And he said, it's not that I'm a different person. This is what it was very interesting with what he said. He said, it's not that I'm a different person. It's not that, oh, I transformed any, you know, great shakes or anything. But the time between what has happened and my reaction, right? The stimulus and the response, that time, he said, I stretched that. And that time, because I stretched that, I'm able to see that I actually have a choice. I don't have to do this. I can just do my breathing, or I can just do an I am, you know, I am peace. I am peace really works. So I am peace, because there are two things that happen when you do I am peace, right? First, not only are you really peace, that's your original quality, but also there's a cognitive dissonance that happens if you go out of being peace. If you start getting angry, the brain doesn't like it because you are like you're telling yourself you're peace. And the cognitive dissonance of getting angry, the brain, you know, the soul doesn't like it, so it comes back into peace. So two things happen. So those simple things, how much it helped that soul, it really helped that soul.
It works miracles, it really does. And it's 60 seconds we're talking about. And it's just getting in the game. And that then it builds and builds and builds. So this guy, if he did one session and that was all he did, it wouldn't work. But he did it for 10 days or however long he did it. And it started to expand that gap the more he did it.
Right, right. He did it for a month, right? And the other one was very interesting. The other one, they just started doing the 1 minute, you know, put a timer, you know, the traffic control timer and all of that on their phone. And he was a doctor, right? He's a cardiologist. And so he decided that if he's with a patient, he's not going to pause, you know. He will just take a break. He will go outside and he'll pause and he'll come back inside. So now this patient, so he went through a bunch of tests with this patient. The patient is sitting here. And his timer goes off, that it's traffic control time. And so he's about to read, you know, the diagnosis for his patient, right? And he looks at the timer goes off, and he just goes out and he does his traffic control and comes back in. And he was saying his patient was sweating, like, you know, what happened? What did he see? What did he see in my chart?
Yeah,
what is so wrong with me, right? Yeah, like he was totally freaking out.
Oh dear, oh dear. So you have to be careful. That is hilarious. The other thing, he could have done it with his patient. That might have freaked him out even more. Okay, before I tell you what's on this piece of paper, we're going to have to take a moment's silence together. Let's just take a few breaths, and it probably would have been even worse. Oh dear. Yeah, we have to be have a sense of humor about all these things. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do some drills with you, right? Drills means just we're going to do a practice, and we'll do a few together. Shireen is very good at this, and I do a lot of these as well.
And you're good at this too, Michael.
No, I am good at it. I'm good at this. I like to, you know, it's good to give Shireen's better than me at it, but that doesn't mean I'm not good at it.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. I don't think so, but that's very sweet of you.
That's
your generosity speaking.
Well, we have to, you know, we have to put in the work. You know, there's always 100 other things we could be doing other than our practices. That's what it is. And so having that there's a moment where we're like, I could check my phone, I could do this thing, I could do this thing, I could eat something, or I could do a practice. And that's like a magic moment right there, isn't it? To say, no, let me just... And that's why it's good to do have a minute, because most of us can say, all right, I'll eat, but I'm going to do 1 minute first, or I'm going to take care of this thing, but I'll just do a quick minute now.
So this one, let's do the breath.
All right.
Take a deep breath in and just breathe in and out. And I want you to, while you're deeply breathing in and out, be gentle. Don't force the breath. Let it be natural but deep. You will start noticing your shoulders moving a little bit with your breath, your stomach moving a little bit. It's the periphery. You're just noticing this. And now just go deeper and come into the awareness of being a soul. Just a being of light. And now this soul, you the soul, you're in this body, and the body is breathing in and out. Just the soul is watching the breath. The soul is observing the body breathe in and out. The soul is observing the body breathe in and out. Om Shanti. So what happens in that case is the more you become an observer, the more you realize who you are as a soul, and the more you become an observer, the more there is a power that comes, right? That sense of detachment brings power.
It does.
And you will notice this, like it's like doing reps in exercises, you know? Like you go to the gym, you hardly do any rep for more than a minute. But if you keep doing it over a period of time, you will notice how your body starts responding to it. It's the same way here. You keep doing this very simple exercise over a period of time, and you, the soul, start responding to it.
Yeah, and everything gets easier. That's how these things work. Like the gym example, I went to the gym yesterday, actually. I hadn't been for like 5 months, right? And I have a trainer. So I was like, okay, what am I doing? And then I went to the store afterwards to get some groceries. And I just noticed, like, just doing weights, right? Just picking, like, vegetables up and putting them in the cart, even though nothing had happened, but just the contrast between heavy weights and like fruit, what made the fruit feel lighter. Do you know what I mean? And that's the equivalent of what we're doing with these drills. That you do the drill and it kind of gives you this extra power. And then when you go and do something else afterwards, you've got more energy and more capacity, so that something that was hard before now feels easier than it was. So it's almost exactly like gaining strength, except in the mind.
What scientists have found, right? There's a lot of research on neural pathways, neuroscience, right? And what scientists have found is, let's say you have a certain thought pattern, like a negative thought pattern, right? The same patterns get created. It's like going on a trail in a forest, right? If you keep going that trail, you'll keep going that trail. And there will be a walkway that you can follow, right? The trail will have like a beaten path, right? It's the same way the neural pathways in the brain are also, right? There's a certain set way that we think, and those create neural pathways, and sometimes those neural pathways are not very good for us. They create stress hormones, you know, because those are the things that are creating these stress hormones. And so we change that and we create a new neural pathway. And we keep doing this. We keep doing this so that these stress hormones go away, that we are, you know, more relaxed, more peaceful. They, you know, our body is in balance. Everything is good. So that's what happens.
And it all starts with the reps, doing the reps, doing the drills. So let's do another round. And this time
we can
do mm-hmm. one on, this is my personal practice, favorite practice. So we're going to do that. So what it is.
Okay.
Well, one of my favorite practices is, so 1 minute we're aware, well, 1 second, not 1 minute, these have to be short times. So first of all, you become aware that you're here, you're a spiritual being in your body, in the world, and it's wonderful. Hooray for being alive. And then we go up into the light, the spiritual light. So you can imagine above you is this golden light beyond the universe. You can, in your mind, you can imagine anything you want in a second. Go into the light and then come back. And I personally like to do it where I breathe in and go up and breathe out and come down. That's what works for me. But you might feel that breathing out is good to go up. But I mean, I just feel that when you breathe in, it feels like it's pulling up for me anyway. What do you think about that, Shereen? Do you feel any difference breathing in? When it comes down to it, our final breath will actually be an out-breath. And from the out-breath, then we'll leave. So my only concern about this is that it's the wrong way around. But nonetheless, we'll have to worry about that later. But we'll just do that for a minute. So you're going to breathe in. Imagine going up into the light and then breathe out and come back in your body. So we're just going to do that very gently for 1 minute. Can you start the timer? And let us mm-hmm. know when you're starting.
Now.
Okay. So just breathing in, going all the way up into that beautiful golden light beyond the world. Completely free. And then come back here as you breathe out. And then going beyond, very gently at your own pace. So you're just going all the way up into the light, completely free, and then coming back.
Shanti.
It's like a beautiful break. I mean, Shereen and I have been doing this sort of thing for years and years, so it's easy for us to get in the zone because of so many previous practices. So if you're new at this, it may be just theoretical to start with, but as you do it again and again and again and again and again, it goes from theory to experience, basically, and then you can feel it, and then you feel like you went on a vacation and came back, and everything, all the whole world is better now, everything's all right again. It's like, it's like having a nap in a way, these practices. So let's do another one. What else have you got for us? We have, Shereen actually has this long list. I'm trying to encourage her to write her list out. But
I know, she has, you've like, been probably, giving me a hard time just now about it.
I think she's got, the thing is, you already have probably about 10 versions of various things related to this. You just have to put it all together into one thing. So, and when it's ready, we'll let you know, and everyone can have Shereen's magic drills list. But until then, you're going to have to tell us directly.
This one is good, right? I am light. I am immortal. Just two things. I am light. I am immortal. And this one, you can put a timer. And every time you say, I am light, you see yourself as light. And every time you think, I'm immortal, you identify with being an immortal soul, immortal being of light. So I am light, I am immortal. Keep saying that till you're able to really identify with it. You have to keep doing this till you become comfortable with that concept. I am light, I am immortal. I am light, I am immortal. That's all, right? And then when you put the timer, you see if your mind is wandering during any of those thoughts, then you bring it back and again you start. I am light, I am immortal. I am light, I am immortal. This is very profound, right? This identity statement is very profound. It might sound simple, but it's a very profound. You keep practicing and you will see such a huge difference in the way you feel about yourself. And this one is, I am light, I am weightless. And when you see yourself as light, is wonderful. And when you see yourself as weightless, you have to see yourself like as a weightless being. You're just rising, right? There's nothing holding you back. You're free. You're weightless and you're free. And then again, you come back into the body, see yourself as light. Then again, you leave. You see yourself as weightless, flying. Again, come back, see yourself as light in the body. Again, leave. See yourself as weightless.
Yeah. So I just want to mention something before we get into that. And it's good to do it with the timer so that everyone can like just focus, right? Is I had this complaint from someone who's in one of my meditation groups the other day who said something along the lines of she was studying a somatic healing course where the teachers she had for that course were basically saying that that's not okay to be out of your body. Everyone's floating around out of their body and you need to be in the body and feeling yourself in the body. Right. Now, because I know some people think this is going on at the back of some people's minds when we start talking about leaving the body, coming back, right? So we have to address this. And it's a couple things here. One is that most people are not going out of their body. They're just in their head. There's a huge difference between stuck in our head thinking about stuff and actually becoming bodiless. Hardly any bodiless is a very advanced spiritual practice that people don't normally do. So that doesn't happen by itself naturally unless you have a near-death experience or you're practicing meditation. And the other thing is that these practices are not at odds with somatic healing methods either, because actually what happens is that when you distance yourself from the attachment to all this stuff and the obsession with all these things, it actually brings a profound sense of peace that you feel in your body, right? So this isn't like denying life or trying to escape life. This is about coming into a higher state of awareness, which then comes back down, and then you feel like you're a powerful soul in the world. So that's a very, very different thing from people who are doing astral projection and trying to escape life and sort of spiritual bypassing. So I just wanted to mention that because I know some people are probably thinking some of these things at the back of their head. And we wanted to address it directly.
All right. Thank you for addressing it.
There we go. That's a little disclaimer here for you.
All right. 1 minute starts now. Deep breath in. Now see yourself as light. Just breathe naturally. See yourself as light. And then see yourself as weightless, just feel weightless like a feather. And when you see yourself as weightless like a feather, you're just gently rising above, free. Then come back into the body and then see yourself as light again. Then leave and see yourself as weightless. You're weightless. Now again, see yourself coming back into the body as light. Then see yourself as weightless, rising, free. Come back in. See yourself as weightless. Light. Weightless. I am light. I am weightless. Om Shanti.
It's amazing what can happen in a minute. It's like really this is very, very, very powerful, extremely potent, these things. Because even in that minute just then, I felt like I went somewhere else totally different and time expanded into a different reality just in a minute. It's incredible, actually, the power of these practices. So, and this is just a minute, right? You can do another minute.
I know, right? Just a minute.
So this is the whole game is do just a minute. I think there's a website, justaminute.org, I think it's called, or it used to be, Just a Minute Meditations. It was a long time ago, about 20 years ago, I think. And whether you listen to those, or whether you do some of these other practices, or when Shireen finally gets her drills booked together, we can give you a copy of that. I'm giving you more work to do, Shireen, not that you need it. But you can just pick any practice you want and just do it for 60 seconds, put it on your timer. So the mind says, I'm busy, busy, busy. And you're like, yeah, sure, you're busy, but let's just do 60 seconds or even 30 seconds. And if you can't do that, do a 15 second. And if you can't do that, then just take a few breaths. So this is the secret. Less, less, less. And it builds and builds and builds. All right. It's time for our blessing and closure. What have you got for us?
This blessing is from God for you. And pick a number.
76.
76, positivity.
There we go.
Your mind is tranquil, allowing you to see the hidden truths in the ebb and flow of life. This serene clarity unveils the silver lining in all scenarios, enabling you to appreciate that everything unfolds for the greatest good.
Yay. Everything is unfolding for the highest good of all. Isn't that wonderful? For the greatest good. Yay. So thank you for your presence. Thank you, Shireen. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you, Michael.
It's a pleasure to be here. And enjoy 1 minute at a time. It's little things that all add up to profound shifts. Lots of love, and talk to you soon.